Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is today, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of the listeners and all of the new listeners. I'm going to acknowledge you on a personal video on today. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining to participate in our needs and our wants from the Lord. Thank you so much. We have a very special program, as I said before, planned, and that program is our needs and wants. Amen. And my body actually thinks, you know, my body's like, oh, I'm so excited, I'm so excited. But I always get excited when we talk about the Lord. Amen. And I also have a cough drop in my mouth because my allergies. So, yeah, that's what's going on. I always like to be very honest and upfront with you. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I want you to get your Bibles out. I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles out while I open up the journal because I want to make sure that we're prepared when we get started. So make sure you have something to write with. Make sure that you open up your Bibles to Psalm 136. Or if you have Watchtower, we're in Psalms 136. Numbers 1 through 9, and I'll give you a second to do that. I'll give you a second to get some paper and a pencil. God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Everyone have your paper and your pencil and all that good stuff. I'll give you another second to do all that. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I'm actually in the watchtower myself. And it reads, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He who alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully, amen, he didn't just put something together. He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, Lord, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings, your grace, your mercy, your favor. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to have platforms, to be able to spread your word, and to be more like you. We thank you, Lord, for the promises. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done and the things you're going to do. We ask, would you bless each person on this ministry and those who will come later. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be empowering individuals to other people. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us each place that we go, each person that we speak to, would we shed light on who you are. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your presence, we ask, would it be said or done that would edify and magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, 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 amen. 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 And I'm going to give you another second. I've had 10 people join. Give you another second to get your journals out. Amen. Get your journals out. Get your journals out. Get your journals out. Get your journals out. Okay. And I'm going to actually get the music ready. And, yes, you can send emails, and I will be sure to get those emails out. Okay. All right. Are y'all ready? We're going to get ready to go over our needs and wants. Now, we've missed a couple of weeks because we've been in meditation. Sometimes the technology, our new program, our new system was not functioning the way that we needed it to function. And so we're back to where we started, which is good. And so to actually have Mr. Debbie Keys, Piano Worship, I'm going to turn this down. If it comes on, that's perfectly fine. But I want to explain to my new individuals the way this works, because I actually, since we've started, I actually have about 30 new people. So bear with me. And all of you who have already been through this, listen to a refresher, because I may have added some new things. Amen. Amen. Okay. So with this particular activity, this is a time in which we're able to, first of all, write. And writing is therapy for the mind. It helps relax the mind. It works on your motor skills, and it helps your brain. It gets the blood flowing, because you have to think. And when you think about this, you're taking care of yourself, and not only yourself, but you're taking care of your family as well. By thinking about the things that you want to add in your life, the things you want to balance in your life, the things you want to multiply in your life, and the things that you need to extract, thank you, Jesus, extract out of your life. I want to tell you this. If the music plays, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to turn it down until we start. One of the things that I want you all to understand, the lovely listeners, to understand, is that this is a very serious activity. It's an activity in which we're in the presence of God. It's an activity in which I really want you to think about your life, and not only your life, but your family's life. Think about your friends, because when we make this matrix, when we create this matrix, it's not just about us, okay? Because when you go out in the real world, for every cause, there's an effect, and we affect people every time we go out. And so the goal of the AfritaLoveShow.com Stellar Gospel Music is that we want to be a positive effect. We don't want to be a negative effect. So when we go out in the world, we want to make sure that we are positive electrons, positive neutrons. We're talking about science, praise God. But we want to make sure that we're positive factors, right? Because I said a positive, and a positive is a positive, right? And so we want to make sure that we're at least bringing that positive charge, right? Because if we have more positive than we do negative, then we'll have more positive. I believe last time I said a positive and a negative is still a negative. It's still in the spiritual realm. I want to explain this, because sometimes in math, when you have a positive and a negative, the number is larger, of course, you know. But in the spiritual realm, if you have a negative and a positive, you're going to have to add more positive to it, right, to drain out all of the negativity. And so when you hear something negative, you're going to have to think about 100 things positive. Amen? Amen. And so that's the type of positivity that we're trying to create, that we will create with this activity. And you will find within a couple of weeks that you will begin to focus more on the positive part of your life, because you're trying to actually build your life around the foundation of God rather than the foundation of the world. So when we do that, that's why we intentionally create this matrix, which I want to take you through this. I want you to draw a cross, the cross that Jesus hung on. I always say that because I want you to be very serious with this. I want you to draw the cross. It's basically a T. Okay? It's basically a T. All right. Then I want you to draw, after you draw that cross, I want you to make a railroad, which means you draw another line across and make a railroad. So you have a line going up and down, and you have two lines going across. Okay? First, the first box, I call it quadrant one for all of you math individuals, but the first box that you see, which is on your left-hand side, I want you to write add. If you don't want to write add, then just put a plus sign. The neighbor right across the street, I want you to put, which is going straight across to your right, I want you to go ahead and put what you want as far as what you want to multiply, because we said we wasn't going to subtract, because if we focus on those things that we need to subtract, we're going to be too tired to build on supplying our lives. Then I said we was going to use the word balance. What do we need more balance of? Right? That's right under add. And then right next door to the right, you have power. What is it that you want God to put his power on? What is it that you want God to lay his hand on? What are you going through? This is a very, God calls it a turbulent time. He says, you know, we don't go through storms. He says, because he already have us covered. He says a storm, when you think about it, when it rains, excuse me, he says individuals have to have umbrellas and we have to have our boots and we have to have gear when it rains and when we have storms or when we have hurricanes. God says we have to go into a place of, God calls it refuge. He says, but when you're in a spiritual race, he says, you do it for God's sake. Amen. You do it for God's sake. When we do it for God's sake, I say, what is it that you want him to put his power on? Because God says that he can do everything but fail. So there are some things in your life that you want God to put his hands on. And then we talk about prayer. We're going to pray for everybody. There are some specific prayers that we need to pray for. You've heard things in the news. We've heard about the hurricanes. We've heard about Las Vegas. We've heard about domestic violence. We've heard about children. I mean, we've heard a plethora of things, and so those particular things need to go in your prayer box. But don't neglect or forget to pray for yourself and your family and your friends who you see on a daily basis. Then we talk about blessings. What is it? The last time I told you, I said God revealed that if you've been thinking about or dreaming about creating something, God said put that right there and continue to do that. Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, put the blessing right there. Amen? Amen. I want to read my journal to you. My journal topic is Psalm 103 and 5. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. Let me say that again. Amen. He, meaning God, Jehovah, fills my life with good things so that I may stay strong and young like an eagle. Psalms 103 and 5. Let me say it again. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. God says, you shall mount up like an eagle. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Amen. God says, stay in the spiritual race. Don't give up no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what they said. God says, you remain like an eagle. He says, you must remain strong. And when he talks about the young part, God's talking about having a short mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen? Because we cannot stay young forever. Amen? And, you know, at some point we have to grow. God calls it maturation. He also calls it maturity, and he calls it wisdom. Those are the words that God calls it. God doesn't call it senior citizens or the aged. Amen. He describes us as growing older with wisdom. Amen. Amen. Because we're all seeking that eternal life. And the question that's coming to mind, somebody's asking right now, how old are we going to be when we go up to glory and we're in heaven? And the thing about it is that God says we become new creatures. All things have passed away. So we become new creatures with new beings. And that's a question that when we talk about eternal life, an age was never mentioned. And so we can't put an age to that. Amen. But we will be in the rapture and caught up with God, right? But as far as age is concerned, I've never heard of age being mentioned in heaven as far as when people perish. Amen. When their souls perish. Amen. Praise God. Okay. All right. So let us go ahead and we're going to listen to I Love You, Lord, today. There Is None Like You by Mr. Debbie Keys. But I want you to focus, okay? I want you to really think about this, because it's getting to a point now where God is getting ready to do some big things, okay? And we've been traveling this road together for a long time, and some of you have just now joined on, but now you're connected to us, so now we're in this together. And God is revealing that it's about to get big. It's about to get large. God says that the kingdom of God is about to grow because of you, because you're spreading the word of God, because of the word of God. It has nothing to do with us as human beings, but it has to do with, God calls it attractability. He says it has to do with us spreading the word of God. And so God says because of that, he will open up the windows and pour us out blessings where we won't have enough room to receive. He says because when we step on platforms, when we give our service to people, God says that he adds and he multiplies and he balances and he puts his power. And anytime God puts his power, he said it expands, it becomes bigger. And we're almost finished. Think about a hurricane. Let's talk about a tornado first. God says a tornado. Praise God. Tornado. God says with the tornado, right? God says everything begins to move, everything begins to shift. And so God says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so everything begins to shift. And God says, there's a shifting coming in our lives. Some of us have been in spiritual races, marathons. Praise God. He said, but you made it. He says, and now it's time for you to go back and get those individuals who are still running these races. Now it's time for you to give back your service. God says he put us through these experiences. And all of us, it's funny because all of us have gone through experiences in which we can help other individuals. And so God says you have to go through something to get to something. You have to go through something to get to something. Amen? And so when you look at this matrix, the adding, the multiplying, the balancing, the power, the prayer, and the blessing, I really want you to think about the different perspectives of God and think about what God is saying at this particular time. Amen. As far as our lives are concerned, as far as what he wants for our lives. And also think about individuals who you interact with on a daily basis, because we're praying for everybody. It's not just about us. You know, we have the opportunity. We have the paper right in front of us. We can write the vision and make it plain for us. But God says you still have people that you're affecting every day. When you step outside of your home, before you step outside of your home, you're affecting somebody by your actions. When you go to your prospective places, right, and you come in with a bright smile and a positive attitude, or you come in with a positive attitude, then you are bringing positive charge. If you come or if you walk into a place, wherever it is, and you have a negative attitude, you are bringing a negative charge to that place. And God doesn't want us to do that. That's not what love listeners should do. We bring positive charges. Amen? Amen. Now, and we'll talk about that later, but let's get ready. Let's prepare. So there are no questions. If you have questions, just inbox me. But it's very self-explanatory. What things do you want added to your life? What things do you want to multiply? What do you want balanced? What do you want God to put his power on? Which I'm going to put everything. your prayer list and blessings. Those are your dreams and visions. Write them. Make them plain. All right? You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Right, I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds to finish up, and then I'm going to give you an encouraging word, and I have some announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a great morning. Amen. Amen. All right, so as you were writing, I want you to understand that it's very important that when we go through these particular activities, that we're very intentional and we keep our focus, oh God, because we serve a perfect and a good God. And I made up in my mind, I've had a lot of time to spend with God. And I've said this so many times. I told the Lord, I'm available unto you. And I said, Lord, use me however you want to use me for your glory. And it's very important that we relinquish what we want for our lives and that we embrace what God wants for us. And I continuously say that when you sign up to be a Christian, Lord, I want to be a Christian. You have to run a race. That's a prerequisite. You have to go through a spiritual race because you have to be ready. Why? Because you're going to be on so many platforms with so many different people that you're going to have to be able to maneuver through those who do not believe in God. You're going to have to be able to pray for those who don't know God. And if you've never been through anything, if you carry your feelings on your shoulders, the journey that God lays out for us is going to be difficult because you've always been walking on roses. And so when God calls you for whatever he calls you for, to speak, to minister, to sing, whatever it is, you have to run a spiritual race. Ready or not, here it comes. Amen. So you have to make sure that you train in all season with your faith. You train in all season with your mind, thinking on the good things. You train in all season with your heart, being able to forgive. You train in all season, but with your legs, being able to walk in the will of God. Being able to train with your ears to listen to God and stop listening to the negativity, stop listening to the lies, stop listening to people trying to get you off a track. And you have to get through all that. And it's hard sometimes. But you have to focus and discipline yourself, and you have to make up in your mind that, Lord, this spiritual race, I'm going to have to focus on you and concentrate. And once you make it to the finish line, right, God says it's not over because you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to encourage other people. It's a cycle. And that's your calling. And so when we talk about adding, I want you to really focus on adding forgiveness, adding peace, adding joy, because where you're going, the places you're going, the platforms God's putting you on, everybody would not love God as much as you do. Everyone would not believe in God as much as you do. When you talk about multiply, Lord, multiply my steps. Lord, multiply the word of God so that it can reach as many people as possible, because you're going to have some sheep who are way out there, and you're going to have to bring them back in. And so you're going to have to ask God to extend your word to the wilderness where nobody is. those people who feel like giving up, they don't care. We're going to have to be able to get through to them. God says it's like talking to a brick wall. And we have to be able to be those voices through those brick walls to get those people to come from behind those brick walls and to give their lives to God. There are going to be times like that. There are going to be times when you ask for balance. God's going to call you in ministry, and you're going to have to say, Lord, okay, I'm going to have to balance. Then there's going to be times in which you need God to put his power, that's all the time. Then there's going to be times when you need to pray for people that don't want to be prayed for. Pray for people who do want to be prayed for. Pray for yourself for encouragement. There's going to be times when you really need a blessing from God, and you're going to have to wait, and you're going to have to trust God, and you're going to have to hold on to God no matter what it looks like. There's going to be times, and so this prepares during those times. Most who are listening have already been through a spiritual run. You've already made it. But there are some who are coming on. We're preparing you. It's like preparing for a test, preparing you for your spiritual run. Amen? It's not a storm. It's a run. So we're praying. Amen? We're praying for allergies. We're praying for pain. We're praying for everything. Amen? Amen. Now, if a commercial comes on, it's totally fine, but I want to talk to you for a second. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, also for connecting with me. We have a ministry of pastors from all over the world, from small venues like mine all the way to huge venues, and we have conference calls periodically, and some service mentors and things of that nature. And so we're always talking. And as I said before, we're going to have forums, and we're going to have things that we're going to be doing. And so it's very important that you keep up with the website. But I want to thank you guys, all of my newcomers. And I want you to write this down because it's a book. It's called A Spiritual Guide on the Go. A Spiritual Guide on the Go. A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Be sure to write that down. A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Amen. That's a commercial. Be sure to write. Okay, it's called A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Be sure to pick it up. Amen. Bookworld.com. Bookworld.com, or you can get it anywhere on the internet. Spiritual Guide on the Go. In addition to that, I need for you to write down or remember some of these events. Be sure to tune in to AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, publicity, anyone with a positive message, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love for you to be on this particular ministry. Also, I have a few ministries here that I want you to check out, and I'm going to be adding more. We have Sister Joyce Myers. We have Cindy Trail Ministries. We have Juanita Bynum Ministries, Benny Hinn Ministries, Joel Osteen Ministries, and Sister Takeda Williams Ministry. Be sure to check those ministries out. Also, be sure that if you want to sign up for a free class or free classes and receive a certificate, be sure to email me. I'll give you information. This is at Hillsdale College. And so be sure to email me and let me know as far as the classes and things of that nature. Also, there's an event going on in DeSoto, and this particular event is geared for students and kids. It's called Socket to Satan Night, and they're going to have many different venues, so if you're interested, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We'd like to thank all of our newcomers. Be sure to check out the NFL and support the NFL. Watch the NFL games. We have Sister Marty Jo Taylor for judge in the Dallas County Court of Criminal Appeals. Voting starts February the 20th. Be sure to support my prophetess Cindy Trim. She has a book out entitled History Maker, so be sure to support that particular book. We have new movies out that's coming out October 20th. It's called Same Kind of Different as Me in theaters, October 20th. We have Miss Morgan, and Miss Morgan is, she's Miss Morgan Monk, and she's in Plain Buff, Arkansas. And she has a new CD out, so be sure to support her. Miss Fantasia is will be in concert in Texas. We have a scholarship. I want you to pay close attention, okay, because I put this scholarship on my page. 30 college and high school scholarships are up for grabs, okay? And so I have the website, www.yfllfoundation.org. Go to my website, go to Facebook page, Afrita Love, and review where it says 30 college high school scholarships. All right? We have a group entitled GI Winning. Be sure to check out their CD. We also have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford CD out. Be sure to support her music. Be sure to support the Georgia bloggers. We're going to be blogging many different events around the world. We already are. We want to wish Sister Dorinda Clark Cole a happy birthday. Please check out Miss Wanda Fraser Parker's ministries. Be sure to continue to pray unto God. Pray for yourself, your family, your friends. And don't forget to pray for yourself. Be sure to check out AfritaLoveShow.com, AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, there are some events going on at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center. Be sure to check that out in Dallas, Texas. Once again, check out A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, we have Oprah Winfrey has a new book out. Be sure to check out her new book. Sister Tina Turner, be sure to email me if you're interested in going to her event or attending her event. On October the 30th, we have Mr. Damian Brown, who he's releasing his single, and he has a live recording featuring Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Sister Tasha Page, Brother Larry, and Brother Myron Williams. Okay? In addition to that, once again, make sure that you check out Miss Figueroa's Jesus. Check out her music. She's doing some great things. Okay? Just make sure that you continue to listen to the ministry. Look out, because we have many different things going on with the NFL. We have things going on with many different venues, especially on weekends, so be sure to check it out, okay? And just continue to remain encouraged, continue to pray, and make Jesus the center of your choice. If someone asks you, doesn't matter who it is, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, cheers in a few hours. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.